With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Well, let's get to somebody who knows what they're talking about on this. Dave Ray with Fair Immigration. He's the director of communications there. Oh my gosh. When you hear something like that, what is your initial reaction to ICE? KKK. So what do you think about that?
Well, you know, when Senator McCaskill was trying to convince Missourians that she wasn't one of those, quote, crazy Democrats, I think we all now know who she was talking about, right? I mean, the crazy wing of the Democratic Party is so far out on immigration that they give a whole new definition to the term loony left.
Yeah.
I want to be crystal clear about this. The men and women of ICE are hardworking, patriotic Americans who have earned and deserved the respect of our countrymen for upholding the laws passed by Congress. And that's the most ironic part of this. Kamala Harris is a U.S. senator. What that means is that she passes the laws that the men and women of ICE execute as part of their jobs. And she, you know, so if she's been in charge of laws that are creating some sort of perception, then she would certainly be the person who would be amending those laws. She is not helpless in this. But when you compare federal employees to Nazis and thus incite or KKK or what have you, they've been compared to both, and thus incite violence against hardworking, patriotic American federal employees, Senator Harris is going to get to take some ownership of this when somebody starts firing on these folks. I mean, she has dehumanized federal workers to the point of using that kind of language and talking about them, and it's an absolute outrage.
Yeah, I can't even like understand how somebody with her position of responsibility and authority in American government could be so irresponsible with her words and her insinuations. And then you have the caravan is, in some regards, here already. Everybody was like, that's not going to happen until middle of December or later. They're arriving at our doorstep. What are we supposed to do when we're talking, when the senators are talking about, you know, well, ICE, the real bad guys here are like the KKK. And meanwhile, on our southern border, we have an issue that we need to address.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the other outrageous thing is that ICE is in charge of interior enforcement of our immigration laws. So if you're somebody who is a criminal alien felon or a dangerous criminal alien who's on the run, it's ICE who tracks you down. I mean, we can't have border security just stopping at the border. And so it's like, you know, her point is that the presence of ICE has intimidated illegal aliens. It's like saying to you, Annie, if you drive down the highway 90 miles an hour in St. Louis, are you intimidated by the fact that the police might pull you over?
Yeah.
When you're blatantly violating a law? I mean, the police are supposed to pull you over. And hopefully people are intimidated, who are here illegally, are intimidated by ICE because that's part of a deterrent to their presence in the first place. I mean, we have some real problems here. You know, the caravan is just starting to arrive. The crux of the caravan is still 1,000 miles away, but there are at least two caravans behind that, which is why FAIR is going to be dispatching a media team to the border immediately after Thanksgiving. We're going to be doing live reporting from the border about what's going on, how the Army is interacting, how the Border Patrol is doing. And I want your first of all, hopefully you'll want to talk to us while we're there, but I want your listeners to keep something in mind, and that is when people like Senator Harris disparage the hardworking men of the Border Patrol, because we'll be focusing on the Border Patrol then as the caravan comes in. It is a majority-minority agency. In other words, most Border Patrol officers are Hispanic.
No.
Almost all of them speak Spanish. Many of them, I've met so many, many of them are Mexican-American or Nicaraguan-American. They are patriotic people. They are not targeting people based on race. They are often members of the same race as the people who are coming over, or same nationality as the people who are coming over the border illegally. And, you know, allowing them to be compared to, you know, Nazi stormtroopers or Klansmen or whatever terms the Democrats want to use is simply not acceptable.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous for our federal employees.
Well, you know, and it's ignorant at best.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous at worst. And when you have, I think that what Kamala Harris did there is really important. And it's important. And so every once in a while, the Democrats will pull the curtain back on their methods. And I think they overstep what they usually are pretty good at controlling when it comes to narratives and such. Her question and her emphasis was on the word perception.
Yeah.
And she wants to, the perception is always more valuable in situations like whatever it is that the political fight is over whether or not we should secure our borders. How that is even a conversation, I don't even know. But the important thing for somebody who might consider throwing her hat in the ring to be the president in a couple years is to make sure that she controls the perception.
Right.
And you talking about those ICE agents on the southern border, I didn't know that. And I guess in my mind, I assume they were all 35-year-old white guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, so we were talking about the Border Patrol and ICE are two separate parts of the same entity, but Border Patrol agents who are the front line right there on the border right now is a majority minority. It's the only majority minority department in the entire federal workforce. Most of these folks, these men and women, are raised speaking Spanish, so they're all bilingual, or vast majority of them are bilingual. Many of them are married to Hispanic Americans. So yeah, I mean, when you're disparaging them, you're really stepping over the line. And you know, but talking about perceptions, you know, I was a foreign worker in France over the summer, and I was on a temporary visa, and I had the perception that when my visa expired, that I needed to get out of France if I ever wanted to come back and visit. And you know what? That perception is a deterrent to my staying over my visa. Now, half of our illegal alien population here in the U.S. are people who overstayed their visa because they didn't have the perception that they were going to get caught and deported like I did when I worked in France. Perception for people who are breaking the law is important. It's important that you have the perception that if you speed 90 miles an hour in downtown St. Louis, you're going to get pulled over and heavily fined. That keeps you from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Having a perception that there's punishment if you break the law is one of the best and most cost-effective deterrents we have. She's trying to conflate legal and illegal immigration. But even worse than that, she is demonizing hardworking federal employees who do risk their lives every day. Border Patrol officers and agents do die. ICE has a very dangerous job. When you're walking into some criminal alien's house trying to take custody of them, sometimes these are very dangerous people you can get fired at. This is not, easy stuff here. And the fact that she would demonize them publicly like that is absolutely sinister.
Yeah, I completely agree. Those folks down there are working really hard. And this assertion that anybody on the other side of the aisle doesn't want anybody to come across the border is wrong. That's why we have a system to make it so that it can work. It's in place.
If Kamala Harris doesn't like ICE's job, she's the one who wrote the job description. She's a member of our legislature. Our legislature writes the description of what the agencies do and what the laws are. Instead of complaining about it, she could put a bill out there. It would be interesting to see if she has, because best of my knowledge, that's all she's done is complain.
Yeah, well, that's how you get to not get your hands too dirty, just dirty enough for folks to notice you. Dave Ray, we appreciate you. Director of Communications for Fair Immigration. Oh, great stuff. We really do appreciate your time.
Love doing your show. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me.
Absolutely. Dave Ray there with Fair Immigration. Go to fairus.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.